Amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Tell the people that, no?
Well, glory, hallelujah. Yes, the Lord our God in the midst of us. He is mighty, hallelujah. Amen. And we are here gathered together in 2022. Hallelujah. 2022. Hallelujah. We are here in 2022. And we give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. We want to say Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Happy, blessed, prosperous New Year, 2022. Hallelujah. And the Lord will be moving through you in 2022. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so, God bless you all for being here today. We're going to open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We love you today, Lord God. And we do thank you, Lord, that your word says that if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. Lord God, we just continue to thank you and praise you that you just keep showing up, Lord God. And we don't take it lightly, Lord. We don't take it lightly that you meet us here every time we get together like this. Thank you so much for it. Thank you, Lord God, for this new year, for this 2022, all that you have done already in this year. Hallelujah, by your spirit, Lord God, We thank you that you know the end from the beginning, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we can walk boldly into 2022. Hallelujah. With your grace, your mercy, your confidence, Lord God, into this 2022, knowing that you know the end from the beginning and you have perfect plans for us, and it's for good and it's not for evil, and it shall come to an expected end. So we bless your name, Lord God. We honor you. We adore you. We absolutely love you. And Lord, we thank you for touching each and every person who's on the line right now, even those who will listen in the future, Lord, that are perked up to hear your word today, hearts that are just drawing on you, Lord God, making a demand on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord God, that you fulfill, hallelujah, all the desires that are for you, Lord God, even on this night, in the name of Jesus. We lift up our speaker to you tonight, Lord. We thank you for just that wonderful Holy Ghost flow that you've just been talking to me about today, that there's a Holy Ghost flow today, and we give you praise for it, Lord God. Strengthen her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lead and guide her as only you can today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So once again, welcome everyone. This is Get 'Em Radio's Prophecy Month. We've been doing Prophecy Month, I think, for about 7 or 8 years now. And so what we do on Prophecy Month is that we have ones who come who have a word from the Lord for 2022. And before we talk about ours today, I'm going to tell you who's going to be on here for the rest of the month, because we're doing it every Thursday in the month of January. So we have our speaker for tonight. Next month we'll be having Bishop Aaron McClary from Atlanta. That's on the 13th. On the 20th of this month, we're going to have what we call prophetic voices. Hallelujah. And so we're going to have several ones who are going to bring, they're going to release a word that the Lord has given to them. So it'll be like a prophetic choir. It'll be prophetic voices on the 20th. So join us then as well. And then we're ending the month with our very dear Pastor Helen Price, hallelujah, on the 27th. And, yeah, she has a word from the Lord that we started to hear already. It's a good word. And I heard people confirm that word even today. Glory to God. So without further ado, we're going to go bring our speaker on for today. The Lord is saying to her, I believe she's going to catch us up first on what God has done, you know, that she talked about last year. She was here with us last year in February, and the Lord laid some things on her heart to do, and he has begun to do it. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just know that God is doing great and awesome things through Evangelist Janie Sims. Amen. She was here with us last February, and I think she was here with us another time since then. But she had the whole month in February of 2021. And just a fireball for the Lord, just on fire, fire, fire for the Lord. It's not shut up in her bones. It's been released, okay? Amen. And what she did last February was, we call it a virtual tent meeting. Amen. And we just had a great time, and the Lord just laid on our hearts to have us be, to have her be with us on today. So without any further ado, this is Evangelist Janie Sims of 3-in-1 Worldwide Ministries. Welcome, Evangelist Janie.
Oh, thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you, Apostle Kizzy, for having me, and I'm just so honored and I'm excited about what the Lord is going to do in 2022 through his
Hallelujah.
People, through his righteous people, to reach out to the world around us that they may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Amen. Go for it.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, as Apostle
Amen.
Barbara said, you know, I was with them.
Uh-oh.
Here. I was with them last year, and I'm so excited to be here again. Last year, the Lord began to put tents on my heart. And since then, we now have three tents. We have a 20 by 40 tent, two 10 by 30 tents, a sound system that reaches 3 to 4 blocks, 70 chairs, two purple wingback chairs, and a number of accessories, generators. We have everything that's needed to go out into the land and set up the tents. And we have been setting up tents with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are planning outreaches at their churches, maybe food outreaches, or they want to give clothing, and then we come along beside them, and we bring the tents and the system for free. And so their outreach turns into an event, and the Lord has shown me the land, and in these communities, these fires are being started. And I believe God's going to continue that. The word the Lord had given to me, which is still good for today, so I'm going to speak that, is Revelation 22:17. The Spirit and the Bride say, come, and whosoever hear, come, and whosoever thirst, come, and whosoever is willing, drink from the water of life freely. So praise God, we are seeing Him move in the land. As I was praying and we were coming into 2022, you know, we've seen so much in 2021, 2020. But as I was praying, the Lord showed me this white blanket, and it was a vision, and it was a white blanket, and it was over the nation. And I began to pray, and I said, well, Lord, is this blanket going to be removed? And He said, no, I have fastened it. And at each corner, there was a tent peg, and the tent peg had been put down on each corner. And He had fastened it, and that white blanket was over the nations. Now, for us, we're going to be on mission in America. That's where we believe God has positioned my husband and I. We have gone out to the nations before, so that, you know, we do go out as missionaries and evangelists, but we will be in America. There's so much happening here. God, that we're seeing things happen in America that normally we would go to other lands for to do mission work. But we have a lot of mission work to do right here in America. So praise God, He's bringing His people out in America. And the blanket that I saw, the Lord took me into Acts 10. So if you have your Bibles, please go ahead, turn to Acts 10 and get ready to receive a word from the Lord for 2022. As we have gone through 2020-21, as I speak to many of my brothers and sisters, we have had trials and tribulations. We've had this virus. We've had our loved ones, our friends. We've stayed in prayer. And we have seen many of them come through this. We have seen miracles, signs, and wonders as God has healed our brothers and sisters. We have seen peace come up on families as God has taken loved ones home for their time, and before, because the word says nothing shall snatch you out of my hand. As we go into 2022, this blanket that I saw over the nations, here is where the Lord is saying, you know, this is time for my people to know that my word is written. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's an unchanging word. And when we stand on His promises, we don't have to be ashamed to speak the gospel. We don't have to be afraid to respond to answers. We don't have to be afraid at our work if God's going to start moving, if people are going to get healed at our work. What are people going to say if someone is set free at our work? What are people going to say if someone's body is healed at our work? I've heard the scripture stir, you know, I do not, we have not been given the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. The scripture before that is stir up the gifts of healing by the laying on of hands, that I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. I believe in 2022, the Lord is going to start taking us out even more. That white blanket, as we go into Acts 10, one of the things, as we go to verse, I'm going to start in verse 4. And now this is where Cornelius, he is a Roman soldier, and he says, the angel is speaking to him, and the angel of God was coming to him and says, Cornelius. And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? So he said to him, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now that is so powerful. I know for myself and many of us, we have been praying 2 Chronicles 14:7, you know, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Now, I know for many of us, we have been praying 2 Chronicles 7:12. You know, now this scripture here, it says, if my people. Now, God was talking about his people, the Israelites. Now, we've been grafted in through the blood of Jesus Christ that we may cry out, Abba, Father. So it's us, too. We are now his people. We're talking about the church here. We're talking about the righteous. We're talking about the ones who know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And you could also look at it another way. If my people who call by my name, actually all creation, is God's people, you know, but it was the Israelites who were chosen, and then it is us who accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior that become his people, part of that promise, that covenant. But God is calling us to turn from our wicked ways. He's calling us to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek him, and then he's going to heal our land. If you look at this scripture, you know, what is it that here he's talking, if my people, you know, what happens when his people begin to speak his word? What happens when his people begin to answer the problems to the problems and the chaos and confusion around us with his word? What happens when his people begin to speak to the chaos and the confusion and say, chaos and confusion, I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. I speak peace to this storm. What happens when his people are humbled and they begin to walk, not looking for signs and wonders, but just walking, because those signs and wonders are following us who believe that we can cast out demons, that we can speak in special tongues, that we can take up serpents, and if we drink anything deadly, it shall not harm us. And if we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. What will happen when his people begin to speak about the blood of Jesus Christ? What happens when the people, us, begin to speak of him and realize that everyone is worthy to love, to become a child of God? Everyone is worthy to call on the name of Jesus and be saved. We have such diversity right now. I was looking into some of the statistics, and they're saying that in America, rapidly. A lot of people are now calling themselves nuns, N-O-N-E-S. They believe in none of the above. What happens when people say, I just don't really have any belief? And we begin to just bless them. We begin to pray for them. We begin to do what our Bible tells us to do and just love them. And then when they have hard times in their lives, we begin to say, would you like me to pray for you? I remember when I was over in India, I'm going to go back to Acts 10 for the rest of the word, but when I was over in India, you're not allowed to convert in India. So I love the people of India. If anyone's listening from India, I love India. I miss India. I love all the different nations. In India, if you convert while speaking in a church, you put the whole church at risk to be burnt down, first of all. Second of all, everyone in there to possibly be killed or attacked. And, of course, yourself to be killed or jailed. You know, it's an honor to be able to tell people about Jesus. And there comes, we're now at this moment in America where what is happening when we say the name of Jesus? What is happening if we speak scripture and it doesn't line up with somebody's sexual orientation? What happens if we speak scripture and it goes against killing a fetus? You know, we're not speaking it out of hate. We're speaking it to say, you know what, if this has happened or if this is where you're at, you know, let me pray with you. Let me love you. Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Do you have a Bible? Let me give you a Bible. I can give you a Bible. So praise God. We have some Bibles that are being given to us by Life Church, which is our church that we go to. So I'm so excited about that. And so I just wanted to touch on that as we're going, because I'm going to go into this, into Acts 10. And what the Lord is doing here, now Peter, Cornelius has a vision as well. The angels appear to him. And then as we go in on down, then Peter has a vision. So if you go to Acts 10:10, then he became very hungry and wanted to eat. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and an object like a great sheet bound at the four corners descended to him and was let down to the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord. I have never eaten anything common or unclean." And the voice spoke again him a second time, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." Now, this is very powerful. A lot of people think this is speaking about food. But what is happening as we go on, the men are coming to get Peter. Cornelius has sent them to get Peter. Here, you see that the Lord is saying, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." As we go on, we're going to go into what the Lord is speaking this 2022. And if we go on down, we're going to go now to verse 34. Now, I'm skipping quite a bit. Peter goes to visit Cornelius. Another thing happens. There's a number of people there. But now Peter is beginning to open his mouth in verse 34. This is what I believe the Lord is saying for 2022. "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Egypt or Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree." They're talking about Jesus. "Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to the witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remissions of sin. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. I believe that we're just at a time as we're reading through the scripture, what the Lord is saying. In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. Often, maybe we look at somebody, they have a different sexual orientation. Maybe they're on drugs. Maybe there's some type of addiction that's holding them. Maybe there's anger just rising up in them. Maybe they're practicing a different religion or a different belief. We are not here to fear those things. If God has no partiality between the Jews and the Gentiles, and if he reigns on the just and the unjust, for 2022, this white blanket that is upon the nation, as you go down to verse 36, the word which God sent to the children of Israel preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. There is so much going on. There is so much fear. Sometimes we're, it seems like maybe that fear has become an idol. Maybe we're bowing to fear. Maybe we're bowing to gold and silver and hoarding it because they say on TV that's going to be valuable. Or maybe we're just using wisdom so that we have something to trade with if something was to happen. What is it that's going on? What are we bowing to? I was reading on Facebook when it came to election time, and a precious young sister of mine said she just didn't know if she was going to vote against abortion or for abortion. She was a Christian, but what if something happened to her daughter or herself and they needed an abortion? I believe this is a time that white blanket that the Lord is putting over this nation. Now, in this vision, the Lord lived Peter's vision. They lifted the white blanket off. But when I was looking at the vision, the white blanket had tent pegs on each side, on each corner. The Lord is leaving this white blanket on the nation, on the earth, for a period of time, that we as his righteous, we that know him as Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior, our Lord in all, the peace of Jesus Christ that is beyond all understanding is in our hearts, will be the ones that blanket is covering us, that peace is covering us. We don't have to fear. We don't have to fear the vaccinated. We don't have to fear the unvaccinated. We don't have to fear the sick. We don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear a shortage of food. We don't have to fear the chaos in the streets. We don't have to fear that we're becoming persecuted and labeled the Christians in America and around the world. That blanket that is covering us, that white blanket, is the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. It's a white blanket that when we walk, and I remember a young man coming up to me and his finger was broken. I said, "May I see your finger?" He held his hand out. And God healed his broken finger. And then I had to keep going. I was giving out food in a food. I was running a food pantry then. We don't have to be in awe that the finger was healed. We want to thank God and give him all glory. And make sure we tell the person that was healed, make sure you give God the glory for that finger being healed, because I am but a mere man who has spoke the name of Jesus over you, and God has healed your finger. Recently, a man came up. His hand was swollen. He had been having trouble with his hand. He came into where I was working. He said, "Please, please pray for me." I had people all around me. I stopped for a moment. I didn't have to close my eyes to be super spiritual. I didn't have to make, nobody needed to know that I was praying for him. I said, please put your hand in mine. As his hand was in mine, I said, you don't have to close your eyes. It's okay. It's going to be okay. If the Spirit of God hits you, close your eyes. But you know what? It's going to be okay. And I began to speak. And that hand, the swelling left his hand. Of course, people around us was listening. And what was happening, what was going on is I was speaking the goodness of God and had the faith that God would heal this man's hand. Others were listening. I believe this white blanket of peace is going to be a white blanket that is just going to hover over the earth. And that we as Christians, sometimes we get so anxious. Sometimes, oh, I can feel the weight of the chaos sometimes surrounding me. I know my brothers and sisters listening can feel it. But we must remember the yoke is easy. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. We were never meant to carry all of the chaos, to walk in the chaos. We are the light that pierces the darkness. We are the ones that have the blood of Jesus Christ covering us, who have the mind of Christ, who have been given hands, given authority to lay our hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We are the ones that are seeking God, that we're in his word and speaking his word and loving. That's what we do. It's amazing at the persecution that's coming to Christianity when we are the ones who love. But when we become too excited, where we're shoving the word down people's throats, we're beating them over the head with the Bible, all of a sudden, who do we think we are? Are we God? Are we the judges? Were we made to condemn them? No, we were made to love them. We were made to speak God's word, and when we speak his word, that two-edged sword, it comes down. And it cuts through the soul and the spirit, down, dividing them, down to the bone, the marrow of the bone. We don't have to beat anyone over the head. We don't have to judge them and condemn them. We don't have to be haters or say hateful things. For those who curse us, we are to bless them. I believe this year in 2022, our prayers, that the Lord is saying, I've heard your prayers. They have come up before me. Your alms have come up as a memorial before God. You've been on your knees. You've been crying out to me. You're seeing the signs of me coming. Anticipation of seeing Jesus, our Lord and Savior, coming on the clouds. How beautiful will that day be? But the Lord is saying, I'm putting the white blanket, put a blanket of peace over this earth. I am not showing partiality to no man. I don't care what the sin is. I sent my son that he could give his blood, the ultimate sacrifice on that cross. The blood that came out of those hands, the nails that were piercing those hands, the blood coming from them, that same blood is the blood that covers your hands. And I'm telling you today to stir up the gifts of healing. Those hands on the sick. I'm not giving you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Those feet that was on that cross and the nails that went, that nail went through those feet. The blood that came from those feet. That blood covers our feet. That's why our feet can be shod with the gospel of peace. to take the gospel out to the world around us, to the ends of the earth, so that everyone will know the love, the beauty, the peace, the loving kindness, the goodness of God, that they may come to repentance. That crown placed upon his head. Thorns cutting into his head. Blood running down his face. Caking in his hair. That blood, the blood that covers us. That's the blood that offers us the mind of Christ. That blood is the blood that we know cleanses us clean. Washes our hands. Purifies our thoughts, our hearts. Those cuts on his back, those whip marks on his body, blood running down him, those were for the healing. Iniquities already covered. Sickness done, finished. That spear in his side, that water coming out, living water pouring out of his body, Holy Spirit, living water, both water is seen by the living Word of God, living Holy Spirit, living water running through us. It is Jesus Christ who came and gave himself for us. And this year, the blanket that covers this earth is the blanket that is saying, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all of Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism of John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and the power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. God is with us. Now we know that Jesus is risen. That same resurrection power is in us. He's not in that grave. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. That is our inheritance. We are seated with him in the heavenlies. This year, I challenge you, sit back. Let that white blanket, that blanket of peace cover you. Wait upon the Lord. Ask him, where am I seated with you? What happens in the heavenlies? What happens is him giving you his authority to do greater things than he has done, that you will go forth, and whatever you ask, it shall be done, because he goes to the Father. What happens in the heavenlies? All of the angels rejoice over one person accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. What happens in the heavenlies? The angels are singing, holy, holy, holy. It's the Lord God Almighty. What's happening in the heavenlies? Where we're seated. Is we're seated there with the power of God. And he's saying, I've called you. You're reading my word. You're in my word. You're seeking me. You're humbling yourself. I've forgiven your sins. You're pure. Your heart is pure. You're taking your thoughts into captivity. You're speaking life out of your mouth and not death. You're speaking my word and giving hope to the ones around you. In a time when they don't know which way to turn, I'm going to be there with you. I'm right here. I'm never going to leave you or forsake you. I've given you my Holy Spirit who will lead you, who will teach you, who will guide you, who will intercede for you. Put on that armor of God. And when you've done all you can do to stand, stand. And I'm going to cover you with this white blanket. And when you walk, If you need to have a holy boldness about you to speak against someone who is coming against the word of God, who's challenging you and being bold, then I will give it to you. But when you speak, it will be in peace. It will be in love. As my blanket covers this earth, my blanket is covering you. My peace is upon you. You have my mind. I'm giving you authority to use your hands as if they were mine. I've shod your feet with the gospel of Christ that you may take it out. I'm putting my words in your mouth that you might speak as an oracle. I'm giving you spiritual gifts that you can walk and glorify me. You're filled with my resurrection power. And when you speak, the gates of hell will not prevail, for my church is up on this rock. I'm going to go ahead and close in prayer. Father God, I thank you for this word. I thank you, Father God, for your peace that has been upon this earth as we've been walking, even though we've just seen the storm rising. We see the earthquakes. We feel the shaking. We can see it in the people. We can feel it sometimes just walking along. Father God, I thank you for 2022 that you're saying, I've got you covered. I've always had you covered. But now it is a time that I'm calling my people out. I'm going to cover you with this blanket of peace. It's not going to just be you. It's my body. I am covering the body of Christ with this peace. I'm going to open up doors that no man can shut. And I'm going to start shutting the doors and no man will open them. For I am preparing the day that I will come back and I will accept you and take you as my bride. I am preparing you. I am readying you. I have equipped you. You have been standing, and now the sword that I have placed in your hand, you will hold it tightly. I will teach you how to wield my word as it is a sword. And as you walk, chaos is going to move out of your way. Confusion, you got to go. Sickness, you are not welcome here. Fear, we will have no more of. This is a year to start speaking, to start moving as you, God, as we hear you speak, to move. And we say, Lord, as we listen to your word, the prophecies coming out for 2022, here we are, Lord. Here am I. Send me, Lord, send me. Thank you, Father, for this word. We call you, we ask you to bless us and let us live to bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Woo! Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank, hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank you for the word. Yeah. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory for that word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Awesome word from the Lord. Amen. Loads of confirmation in that word. Hallelujah. Amen, amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. As you were talking about the blanket, I kept thinking about the glory of the Lord. Amen. Pastor Price talked about the canopy of his glory as a defense. And I kept thinking about that. Amen. As you were speaking, it's like I could see that blanket. Hallelujah. Mm. The white blanket.
Thank
with
you,
the tent at the end of it. Mm. Amen. We are, yes, we are covered. Hallelujah.
We are covered.
Hallelujah. And,
yes,
and as never before, we need to know we're covered. Hallelujah.
We need to know it. Yes.
We need to know that we know that we know that we know
yes.
that we know.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
That we are covered. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And, oh, gosh, it was so much in that. You know, it's like, I'm going to paraphrase, the Lord's like, I'm not leaving out anybody. Pick and choose, people. I'm not picking and choosing. This is open for everybody. The good,
everybody.
The bad, and the ugly.
That's right. That's right. We were all ugly at one time. We were all a mess at one time. And it's our messes, the mess, that's now the message. So if we weren't a mess, we wouldn't have a testimony. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And as the Bible says, as such were some of you. Come on.
Come on now. You've got to speak that truth now.
Such were some of you. Amen. So we got to remember where we came from. And what I also thought about, now I'm going to open up the lines. Let me say this to people. I am opening up the lines in just a few moments. I see someone has already pressed their number one key. So please, yes, good, good, good. Get in the queue, and we're going to be opening up the lines. And then, of course, Pastor Mom is first, and then we'll open up the lines for others. But, you know, I expect confirmation, you know, when I listen. And as you were saying, you know, about Peter and Cornelius and the sheet and how the Lord was saying, no, he's not showing any partiality, you know.
No.
This is for everybody, and he wants us to be open to everybody, you know, no matter what.
Amen.
And,
yeah.
Just recently, you know, I think we all know this scripture, Luke 4:18-19, where Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty to those that are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
I keep
hearing this over and over again, you know, in my spirit. I'm getting a song on it and all that. Mm. And to me, it goes together with what God is saying. I've covered you. I've equipped you. You got me. I'm upon you. Mm. I'm within you. I've anointed you. Come on. Let's do this.
You know, sometimes we can say, you know, we can want to walk this out, this calling out. We want to walk out those gifts of the Spirit, you know, gifts of healing, miracles, the signs and wonders, words of knowledge, wisdom, discernment. You know, we want the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. You know, we want to heal, be the one to speak a word that gives someone the hope of Jesus Christ. But you know what? It's not so easy. And just today, someone was saying to me about my work because people, you know, sometimes they'll come in for prayer. They'll leave a message. Please have Janie call me. And there's been some people healed over the last month. I finally said, Lord, you know what? It is what it is. So I told this gentleman, I tell you what, if I had my job for 20 years, praise God. If I had my job for 20 days, praise God. But my job is not going to come before God. God's going to give me wisdom to hold that hand and there'll be healing. God's going to give me wisdom when the shoulder's hurting to say, you know, I'm believing in healing on that shoulder. Or when I'm sitting in front of somebody and anger is on them, and I say, you know what, I can see you got a lot of anger on you. You know what, can I just speak peace right now? Just peace right now. And all of a sudden, I don't even have to say in Jesus' name, because you know what, I know whose name I'm speaking peace in. And that peace, boom, drops right on them. And we've got to learn, you know, hey, that's how it is. Job, that's how that goes. Grocery store, you know, that's how it is. Yeah.
Right. Amen. And another thing I thought about, I am going to open up the lines in just a second, but you know, like you, the Lord had you mention the chaos. I have seen things recently in the past year that I've never seen before. I mean, just chaos in a grocery store. And I'm in the grocery store, and one person is cussing out somebody else because they didn't cut their meat right. And then another person is, you know, fussing with somebody at another counter. And several things were going on at the same time. And, you know, I just had to speak peace into the atmosphere of that place in the name of
that's
Jesus.
Right.
You know, it's like, and that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to be the ones that speak peace when chaos is all over the place. You know, we can't just and just keep going. It's not a thing anymore. It's like a, in the name of Jesus, peace be still up in here, in Jesus' name. Amen.
And did you see that? Did you see that atmosphere change?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You know. And we can't be part of the chaos either. I mean, sometimes when we see chaos, it's like, oh, my gosh, what's happening over there? Oh, what's going on? You know, oh, look at that. Oh, no. We don't have time for that. What we need to say is, you know, Father, right now, as you said, peace to this storm right now. And sometimes you can feel it as you're walking into something. Like, I don't know, I was walking in a place the other day, and I'm like, whoo, wee, what am I walking into? I had to stop and say, Lord, I don't know what's been happening in this place today, but now you done shod my feet with the gospel. I'm filled with your Holy Spirit, and I speak peace over this place today. Anything that's not of you, I command it to leave here now in Jesus' name, and peace and joy, healing in this place. And I tell you what, you see that atmosphere change. So, yeah, it's very powerful, Barbara, that we speak, or sometimes that confusion. Sometimes people have been so confused. They've been shut up in their homes, and they're even confused, don't even know what they're really picking up in a store, or that sometimes they forget where they're at. I mean, I've seen confusion on levels where I've never even seen confusion. And I just say, hold on, it's okay. And I sometimes it takes a moment, and I'll say, it's okay. Here, look at me. And then they'll just look at me like, who are you, lady? And I say, I tell you what, how about peace? How about that? We're going to come against that confusion right now. Go ahead and take a deep breath. Peace upon you. And all of a sudden, I'll say, whew, you just watch them drop. That peace hits them, and then they look at you, and everything changes. We have to realize that this blanket on us, do you know the persecution that has come to Christians over the last year? We have been called haters. We have been called oppressors from government offices calling us this. We have seen more ministers arrested in America and in Canada, areas where they're normally not arrested. We're just seeing persecution at a different level. Australia, I'm getting messages from Australia. Where some of the ministers are really battling persecution in Australia. India has always battled persecution. Russia, you can't even have church in your home in Russia. You'll be arrested in your home. You know, people are going underground. China's always had underground churches. You know, now the Lord is saying, guess what? I'm going to put this blanket. I got a blanket I'm going to put over this earth. And guess what? It's okay. It's going to be okay. My peace is going to be upon you. I need you to go ahead and walk out my word, because I need you to show my goodness to this world. I need you to be my hands and my feet.
Amen. 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 Awesome word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let's hear from Pastor Mom. I don't have to open up her line because she's sitting right next to me.
Hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you know, I am highly blessed and favored of the Lord, like yourself.
Yes, I'm just going to hear the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And you heard the good word of the Lord today, right?
Mm-hmm. I heard the good word.
Amen. And she's sitting here so alert.
Oh, praise God.
She may nod off or something like that. But, you know, for those of you who don't know my mother, Pastor Mom McCoy, she is 89 years young. This year, Lord willing, she will be 90 years young.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just sitting here enjoying the word of God. Amen. Amen, Pastor Mom.
Amen.
Amen. Did you want to say anything else?
Yes, I just want to listen for the good things.
For everything. God say. Amen.
Amen.
All right. You want to pray for her before we go?
Yes.
Angeles?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's got
to pray for you, Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom, you know that I love you. You know that I thank God for you often. I thank God for your powerful daughters. I thank God for your powerful grandchildren. I thank God for your powerful sons. You know, I thank God for you, Pastor Mom. And, Lord, I just thank you that you have been with Pastor Mom. I thank you, Father God, that you have equipped this family to come together like they've never come together before, that you've given them the grace and the peace and the strength to come through 2021. And, Lord, we thank you for that blanket that's going to be over Pastor Mom as she lays and she thinks of the inheritance of the saints, as she thinks of the angels singing in heavenly places, as she thinks about sitting and supping with the Lord face to face, as she thinks about your face shining so bright, God, that there is no moon, no need for the sun, for you will just illuminate the heavens. Lord, as she thinks about the beautiful amethyst walls, the onyx, all the different stones, the streets of gold, the crystal rivers, all the gates of heaven, just solid pearls. Oh, Lord, as the angels are there just singing, thank you that you give us these beautiful visions and pictures in your word to just think about your goodness, not only here, but the goodness that is yet to come for us for all eternity. I thank you for the strength for Pastor Mom. I pray a blessing of peace over her body, her mind, and her spirit. I thank you for her strength when she gets out of the bed. I thank you for her family that loves her. Father God, I ask you to just wrap your arms around her even more. Let your angels come and encamp around her even closer than they've ever been, that she'll just lay back and feel the blanket over her. Feel the wings of the angels covering her and just peace upon her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is just, he's just giving you these visual prayers.
Yes,
praise God. You start praying and you can just see what you're praying about. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh,
thank
God.
You.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So, thank you, Jesus. Okay, so the first person I see with their number one key press is area code 31429. I'm going to open a line for you. Tell us your name when we open a line. Next after you is Reverend Treva from California, Minister Rachel from New Jersey, and Pastor Price from Memphis. Praise God. So, area code 314-629, opening up your line. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Tell us your name.
Good. My name is, I'm Apostle Gregory Holly. I'm a friend of Jamie. She invited me in, or I seen it on Facebook. I'm here in St. Louis, Missouri. I was just got on a little later, but I caught some of the word that she was speaking. Jamie and Mike, they have done some outreaches with me down in the city of St. Louis. And I thank and praise God. And I was sitting here, and I happened to see that she was going to be speaking tonight. So I said, I'll catch some of it. And I really enjoyed that word. And she spoke over. I was just with her New Year's Day, and she came down to pray in North St. Louis for the nation and the city and the world, and definitely my area. And that was Saturday, the first day of this year. And then that Sunday, we had about six drug addicts come to church out the neighborhood. And we had two little young girls. I haven't shared that with Jamie yet. She's probably hearing it for the first time. Thank and praise God. We were out there speaking, decreeing and declaring and prophesizing, amen, out into the spirit. And we already seen some results. So thank and praise God that if we continue to pray. And I heard a lot about praying. I heard Jamie mention a lot about praying. And I just heard her pray for mom. Amen. And that's a strong weapon. We have prayer. That's one of that is on our armor. Amen. It's kind of like the spear of the armor.
Uh-huh.
We can pray. Amen. And I put some things out on Facebook that are heavy in my heart. This is January the 6th. And I see what the Lord was telling me, too, was to pray like we never prayed before because of the division in our nation, our house divided and our stand. And Satan is definitely dividing us along political line, many people. And there is so much hatred and diverse and adversity and things like that going on. And if we don't pray, amen, God has done all he's going to do. And that prayer does move the hand of God. I've seen it so many times in my 40 years because he's given us that to use. So I thank God that if we're using that tool and we need to use it this year and pray for people who have minds Satan has deceived in their minds, amen, and the mind is the control tower of the body. And the mind, of course, we're sitting in heavenly places, and we have the mind of Christ. And we know we win anyway. We know, amen, that
that's
God
right.
can get the victory, no matter who wins or no what or which way it is, go away there. We must have the mind of Christ and represent Christ. As we are here, let our light shine. We must radiate him. We must express him as Jesus was the express image of the Father. We should be the express image of Jesus. And our weapons are not cardinal. We must, our weapons
That's
are
right.
mighty with this prayer, fast, and all our spiritual exercise. And we must really exercise that. We don't want to see people fighting all out in the street. We don't want
right.
to see all that hatred and all that. We are actually peacemakers. Amen. Because we get our orders from the kingdom of heaven. We get our orders from our King Jesus. And we're in the earth. And we really need to be the salt. We really need to be the salt at this time. Amen. I remember as I was in Ferguson some years ago, when Michael Brown dilemma came about. And we, as a clergy coalition, we was in between police and in between the people, and God really blessed us, and I think that God really moved. There would have been a lot more had we not been out there in between them, making peace, amen, making peace, laying down our life for our brother, because there shouldn't be a hole in our gospel. God, Christ said, deny yourself, follow me, down your cross. So it's a total commitment, and say, if you love me, keep my commandment, you should love one another. No greater love than this than a man lay down his life. So sometimes we have to lay down our life like Christ did for sinners. We have to lay down drug addicts for the worst of the worst.
That's
what
right.
We do. We
no partiality.
So I thank God again for biting on. Jamie, bite me. I enjoyed it. Amen. I'm going to be quiet now and listen to the other guests. And thank God for you. I thank Apostle Nettles, Kettles. Did I pronounce your name right?
Apostle Barbara Kinsey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Yeah, God bless you.
You
continue.
TV show that had Roots in it, the movie Roots and Kizzy.
Yes,
You may not be that state. Okay.
Are you from St. Are you in the St. Louis area? What area are you in?
I am. I'm in St. Louis.
Oh, because your name sounds familiar. I might know. Might have a name sounds familiar. Okay, you're in St. Louis City or county? You're in the county?
I'm in the city.
You're in the city? Okay. All right, my church is over on Alphalonia, Florida. You sound familiar. Well, anyway, I'm sorry to mispronounce your name, but it was a pleasure to be reacquainted with you. And keep up the good work. And I enjoyed you.
One more time, Apostle.
Ma'am?
What's your name again? Apostle Gregory?
Apostle Gregory Holly. I'm the senior pastor of Grace Fellowship Center, 4276 Athelon. In Carter, right over there by O'Fallon Park, across the street from Yeagman School.
All right.
Well, now, before he gets off the line, I just want to say, before he gets off the line, I do want to say something.
Oh, I'm going to stay on a minute. Go ahead. If it's all right with Apostle Kissy. I'm listening. I'm not getting off. I'm going to listen.
Okay. Apostle, is it okay to go ahead?
I'm going to say you can go ahead, and we have about 5 more people on hold. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to say Apostle Holly is an amazing man, and I don't know if he came on time to hear about the vision of the white blanket that was covering the earth with the tent pegs. But he spoke about we were out in the land there by his church, and we were declaring God's word. And one of the things Apostle said is we stepped onto this land. He said, listen. And we stopped and we listened. And I don't know if you remember that, Apostle, but it was so quiet. And Apostle said, you know, normally these cars are zooming back and forth, back and forth. And, you know, that day there was rain. It was cold. But you know what? We stayed out there about an hour, and we declared God's word and goodness over that land. Ex-drug addicts were there coming out, declaring God's goodness. But there was such a peace. That was the first day of the year, such a peace up on that land. And other times, Apostle said it would have been chaotic, it would have been fast-paced and loud, but there was a peace, and God allowed us to stand in that land. So before you go, Apostle, you know what? We come against this division in the body of Christ right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for bringing your body together, no matter what race, no matter what creed. We're all one creation. We all are coming under your blood, Jesus. We thank you for uniting the churches, not only in St. Louis, but around the world, to say if we believe in Jesus Christ as our core, as the only way to the Father, we are in the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, I thank you that you're using Apostle Holly to bring together people in his community, to bring people together in St. Louis, to be even available. We were together over in Illinois. That's where we met. We were even in the streets together in Florissant and Ferguson. We just wasn't aware possibly of who we were at that moment, but we were standing in those streets. We were declaring peace over those streets. And, Lord, we saw that the nights we were lining those streets, there weren't any fires. There wasn't anybody hurt. Lord, we thank you that you honor us. And we thank you for this blanket that is covering this earth.
Yes.
And Lord, I just declare, as Apostle Holly goes forth and he speaks as an oracle of God and speaks your word, that peace is going to come even greater. And as the people are giving their lives to you, that there will be such a love as he speaks, and yet such an authority, that they will come and hunger for your word, and that he will feed them and come say, sit at my table, for I will disciple you and raise you up and make you leaders. It doesn't matter what your past was, because that slate's been wiped clean. You come on in. You are now a child of God. Lord, I thank you for Apostle Holly. Bless him and Pastor Diane. Bless their family. Bless all that he sends his hands to. And we thank you for this new year, all the souls that are coming, the refreshing that's coming to Apostle Holly as he's gone out on Christmas. We saw 13 give their lives to God on Christmas Day as we were out. We saw someone wanting to get off of drugs. We saw your hope going to so many, your praise and worship through the land, your word through the land. Lord, thank you for the strength of this man to continue what you have him to do through this new year. And for Pastor Diane, bless them and keep them, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
God
bless you for coming on tonight.
Thank you for being.
Amen. Amen. Reverend Treva. We're opening up your line now.
Hi.
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 Hello. And God bless you and Happy New Year. Minister James, what an anointing. I remember you from last year, and what an anointing word, and I'm just so happy I could be a part of it tonight. And I just thank you for the word. And I just want you to pray for me. It's a lot going on in my life. But I just thank God for the word. I needed it.
Well, you know, when you started speaking, what I could hear is the Lord saying that you have been faithful. He's saying that he sees you. And you know that he's with you and that his hand is upon you and your family. He sees your faithfulness. He sees when you're sick and you're so tired. He sees when you just feel like you just, you know, you can't even lift up your head. You just want to lay back down. So you just want a moment to rest, just a moment. I believe the Lord is just going to start opening that door for you to sure you could just sit back and breathe a little bit more. And you know you know that you're in his hands. You know that your children are in his hands, no matter what a situation may look like. You have raised them up as they should go, and his word is not departing from them. And that he loves you, he is with you, no matter what a housing situation may look like. He's come through for you in the prior years, and he's coming through for you as you go forward. His hand has been upon you. I believe as I'm speaking, I just see that there's going to be a new avenue open up for you. Now, this new avenue, it seems like, you know, like things are just, as I'm looking, what I see, I can only speak what I see in here. So this is what I see. I see a waterfall, and there's this waterfall, and waterfall, I can see that there are these trees, and the trees are actually pretty thick. And there is a creek, but there's these beautiful rocks, and there's this waterfall falling. The rocks are actually very sharp. As I'm looking at them, they're pointed. They're very sharp. But the Lord is saying that as his water flows through you and out of you, he's going to put you under that waterfall. And as I'm hearing him, hold on. Whew, let me just take a moment. I'm enjoying the waterfall right now. Wait a moment here. Woo, wait. As you're underneath that waterfall, he's gonna refresh you. I can just see you just laying back in his word just washing over you in a way that it's never washed over you before. An intimacy that you have been intimate with the Lord. He's heard your cries. He hears you crying out for your family. He knows what you need before you even ask. And this year, I believe, is going to be a year that you're going to breathe more than you've ever breathed, and you're going to sit back, and you're just going to feel the refreshing of the Lord just wash over you. And just such a peace, just wash over you. Just wash over you. And he's just going to, he's going to show you that peace. He's going to open up that door. I see just the refreshing. I see a new avenue. It looks like it's not that you're going to start the career yet. It looks like he's going to be preparing you. I can't tell whether that's schooling or what's happening there, but it looks like it's going to be a fresh year. You're going to have new ideas. This is going to be a time of preparation, and he's just gearing you up for what he has for you to do.
I receive that.
Yeah. So, Lord, we just thank you so much for my sister. I thank you, Father, for these beautiful children that she has. I thank you, God, for the provision that you have given for her day after day after day. I thank you, Father, when I can hear those babies praying in the spirit as I tune into the program for prayer. Was it Tongues of Tuesday, praying in tongues, and just listening to the family pray. And sometimes when your little girl's praying, Lord, I thank you for her little girl as she's praying. Sometimes I wrote down one time as she was praying, she was talking about the angels is what I had received. And I just see such a beauty in her. And I could just see angels just encamping around your family. And, you know, as I was looking right now, as I'm looking, I just see the Lord's arms just spread open. And he's just right. They're just wide open. And he says, I'm right here. I have all of you in my arms. And you know, let go of these things. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. This is not for you to hold on to. You know how to speak. You can have peace on you and still speak. And you speak things as though they are. And if anything comes out of your mouth other than life, other than action that is lined up with God's word, that God will bind your tongue, that you may not be able to speak anything other than life over your family and over your home. Not that you speak anything else, but that's what I'm seeing, that mouth will be bound and that God is going to be using you in a powerful way, that when your mouth opens up, you're going to speak life in a way again. I mean, this year I just see things happening in such a fresh way, such a powerful way, that you're going to, the Holy Spirit, there's going to be more power flowing out of you and your children than ever before. Lord, bless my sister. Bless her, Father. Keep her, Father. Make your face to shine upon her and be gracious to her. We thank you for your countenance that rises upon her and your peace that's upon her family and her home. We thank you for the angels that's encamped around her home, encamped around her children as they go out. We thank you that you're Jehovah Jireh, that you are providing. We come against any assignments that are trying to be put against her in the spiritual realm. We stand and say no more in Jesus' name. We cancel all assignments right now. Any words that's been raised up against her, we condemn those words. We cut off any word curses. We cut away any negative thinking. And, Lord, we just loose your peace and your power upon this family. We thank you for them, Father. Give my sister wisdom. Give her strength. We thank you for the favor that you have given her. I see such favor on you. I see such blessings that have come to you. And Lord, we thank you that in her faithfulness, you have been faithful to her. We thank you for what you're going to do with this family. We thank you for the strength of my sister. Bless them and keep them, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, something here.
Yeah, I received that word.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva. I can tell that you are, you're hearing from the Lord, because you're actually evangelist. The Lord had you praying really for two people at one time. You're talking to Reverend Treva. And the Lord was speaking right into her life in many of the instances that you were saying. I mean, just so on point and still on point for Minister Rachel, who's the one who has the children. Now, she's next.
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of, isn't it? That's Rachel.
But this is not a mistake.
I have nieces and nephews and godchildren.
And especially since we've been in Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and we know that God the way that he does things, you know, he's not linear like we are, you know, go from one person to the next. He covers, he's covering so much at one time. And I was so glad to hear Reverend Cheever say, yeah, I received this word. And even when she was talking about when the Lord was giving a word about the children, and we know, Reverend Treva, that you don't have any children in the natural.
I have nieces and nephews. Nieces and nephews and godchildren.
But this is what I was hearing, and you take that to the Lord. What I was hearing is she was praying for the children, and it covers Minister Rachel's
future.
Children. But I believe that it also covers your siblings, because you're the oldest.
Right.
And
I believe that too. I was sensing that, because when she said children, I thought about I did help my sisters, because my brother-in-law was, and I would go and help them in the summer, so I did play a part in raising them.
Yeah. So I mean, this was God covering a whole lot.
Well, you know
God.
You know what? Now that you're saying that, I was definitely covering Rachel in this. That's for sure, and her daughter.
I received it anyway, because I'm always around somebody's children, and I have a friend who's a pastor. He has children and grandchildren, so.
God was doing what God was doing.
Okay.
And I was a school teacher too for 31 years. So I raised, even though I didn't have children in the natural, I still raised a lot of children. So.
Amen. Well, you know,
I still believe that word.
Yeah, and I still believe that strength applies to you. And yes, maybe it was double, because yes, it was Rachel and her children. So, I still saw that waterfall, and I still saw that refreshing, and I still saw you under it. So it may have been two in one, but that's what I was seeing, and I still saw those arms out wide, whether it was for Rachel and you both. But I still saw the Lord's arms open wide, saying that you know that he's with you. He's never left you or forsaken you. And the strength, I spoke about the strength, you know, his strength is still upon you, and that he'll give you strength to keep going. And I do still see some doors opening. So I do believe that the one door, as we were saying, were for Rachel. But I also see some doors for you. But, it seems like it's a preparation door still. So it could be a bifold, but that's what I saw. So that's what I'm thinking. That's all I can say. That's all I got.
Amen. I receive that word. Amen. God bless
you
all, and Happy New Year.
Amen. You too. And I want to say this, you know, as a prophet, the Lord covers so much, and I'm saying it was Reverend Treva and Minister Rachel, but I'm going to tell you, there were some things that God said through you just now that I received big time. Amen. And I always say to people, when there's a prophetic word that's going forth, amen, if God touches your spirit on that prophetic word, receive it. Amen. Because he's a great big God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he's not contained to one person. So,
and when he speaks, to the multitude. You know, when he speaks, his word is, you know, it's it's forever, you know. It's his, you know, when he speaks, it's yes and amen. And I have said before and heard prophecies given and received myself and never been spoken to. So, yeah, that word, yeah. You know, that word's alive. You know, that's a direct word from the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And now we'll open the line for Minister Rachel. You've already been prayed for.
Oh, hallelujah.
I still want to hear her voice.
I could just say amen and amen, and I was hearing the song, God has spoken, let the church say amen. Like I say amen. I was in tears as she was praying. I'm like, thank you, Lord, I do receive it. Because my grandson is asleep on me right now, and my daughter is all in my room. All three of them, all in my room.
Well, you know, Rachel, now that you're on the line, now that you're on the line, I mean, you bless me so much. Your daughter does bless me. And, yes, when I was praying, it was for you, and I guess you were just coming to my heart, and I carry you in my heart, actually. There are some people that we carry in our heart, and we don't know why or how, what happens. We just carry each other in our hearts. And I just carry you and your family in my heart. And your little girl, when she was praying, I mean, I could just hear her praying. And she was praying in tongues. I just kept just coming to the angels were coming. And, you know, I could just hear the angels singing. It was just so beautiful. So I love to hear you and your family pray. And I hope that, you know, God has just, it really blessed you so much in 2021, and I hope that word that went forth, I believe that was for you, and I don't have anything else to add to that, except I love you.
Oh, I love you too. God bless you.
God bless you.
So obedient to the will of God and just sharing what he has given to you with us, and that we're able to hear it, and this is archived, so we could always go back.
Praise God.
I just smiled when I heard from Pastor Mom too. I love her too, and I was like, I'm praying that God would, I know he's going to bless her with long life, and I would hear a scripture with long life, will I satisfy you and show you my salvation, and he give us her such youth, and she spreads his love, like she's so open that we can feel his love as she speaks.
That's right.
Because her life is so yielded to him all the days of her life, and you can see the fruit of my godmom and my god aunt Helen and all of her children. And I just thank God that the Lord knitted us all together in him, and we are the neck and head of the body of Christ and the legs of everything. We all coming together, and yes, that white blanket is covering each and every one of us as we go boldly in the laundromats or in the stores and just love on people and just be so open that God just touches them with his everlasting loving kindness through us, his instruments. We are his instruments of grace. And God bless you. May he keep and cover you and strengthen you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I love Pastor Mom. You know, I do. And I do thank God that he does give us that long life. But I thank him that he gives us those glimpses of heaven through his word and the beauty to think of sitting with God. I'm going to be 50 in February, but there are times that the thought of seeing the face of Jesus, the thoughts of sitting with him and eating with him, the thoughts of being around the throne room, the thoughts of hearing those angels sing, wow, you know, just the thoughts of seeing just the beauty of God illuminating heaven and the gemstones that are making the walls are made out of gemstones in heaven, and just the light illuminating through a piece of amethyst or through a piece of tola. It's just so beautiful. And so I'm so thankful for our hope now and the long days, whole life, whole healthy long days. But thank Jesus God he sent his son that we got the eternal hope of life with him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Minister Rachel, yes, and your family. Hallelujah. Now, as far as we know, we have one more, and that's Pastor Price. As I'm getting ready to open the line for Pastor Price, I just want you guys to, well, I want to say this. We have Evangelist Janie Cash App. Amen. We want to seed into her. Praise God. A woman of God, a woman who God is using in a great way. Amen. And here's an opportunity to cast your bread upon many waters, because it will come back to you in not that many days. Amen. So as the Lord leads you, because he loves cheerful givers. Amen. So as he leads you to give cheerfully, her Cash App is $Evangelist Janie Sims. And Evangelist, E-V-A-N-G-E-L-I-S-T, her name is Janie, J-A-N, N as in Nancy, J-A-N-I-E, Sims, S-I-M-S. Amen. So as the Lord leads you, feel free to Cash App her and bless her. Amen. Cheerfully. Glory to God. All right. Let's open up the lines for Pastor Price. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. Glory to God, Apostle Kizzy, and also to Evangelist Janie Sims. Glory to God. Happy New Year's to the both of you all. Evangelist Janie, I've really, really enjoyed the word and rejoice in the word that the Lord has given for us tonight through you on this first prophetic night. I thank God for that you, as I was writing and taking down the notes, that God is calling us to humble ourselves in prayer and to seek his face, and calling for his people, us, his people, glory to God, and for this year being the year to hear God and to speak what he says and to be able to have our response to be, here am I, send me. So I praise God for you, Evangelist Janie. I just have a special love for you and for the anointing that God has placed in and through your life. I just see you in the spirit like a firecracker, glory to God, but a large explosive firecracker in the Lord, specially made by God. I thought about in listening to you tonight when it talks about that we are God's workmanship. We're his work of art. And you're truly his workmanship, created for good works, and one that can be spontaneous. And with that constant, here am I, Lord, use me and send me. You're on, as Apostle has said many times about, be on ready, be ready, be on ready. God's got him somebody like yourself, Minister Janie, Evangelist Janie, that's on ready. And I love that you and your husband work together as a team, as well as your family. So I just want to thank God for you. I want to just send much love to you and your family, and thank God for the ministry that he has given to you. Thank you for your prayers for me and my family also, and we continue to keep you all daily in our prayers. And so I thank God for you, and I just want to thank God for that wonderful word that God imparted to us tonight through you, even from 2 Chronicles 7:14 and all the other words that you gave tonight. Amen. And God bless you. Hallelujah.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Price. As you were, before you ever came on the line, you know, I was sitting here waiting for the Lord to speak through you. Even though, you know, tonight, you know, the Lord, if there's a prophetic word, I'll give that word. But before you came on, the Lord just had me sit back and just listen to what you had to say. And often I sit back and I listen to what you have to say, and your words bless me, because you speak the word and it's so powerful, and you speak the word as though it is and it's in the correct context. It just blesses me so much. And as you were speaking, I've got tears coming down my face. The Lord just used you to bless me tonight. with your words. I was sitting here. He was preparing me to receive your voice and to speak, to hear you speak. And I pray for you often, and I hold you in my heart. I got my tents ready to come to Memphis, so I got a trailer. I tell you what, I'm a traveling tent ministry. So I got the sound system, the tent, the chairs, the wingback chairs. I got the lighting for the night. Let me tell you, I got the generator. There ain't nothing that you need except you. So you ever want to do that, you call me, and we'll get out there together right in your community and take the gospel out, bring the worship out, and just let the Lord be God and set a fire in that community even bigger than it is. So if you're ever ready, you feel the Spirit of the Lord come upon you, let me know, and I'll come to Tennessee with you. Come to
Glory
Memphis.
To God. That's an awesome, that's an awesome, even so be it, Lord God, unto us according to your word, Lord God. Let it be so. Let just make all the way and everything to come to pass, Lord. We give you praise in advance, Lord God. We give you praise. Father God, I know she's praying for so many tonight, and I still pray that she would pray for me, Father God. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for Evangelist Janie, Lord God. And it's so wonderful, Father God, that you give each one of us an individual anointing in Jesus' name. And I thank you. One little thing I wanted to tell you, the vision that I saw as you were speaking tonight, it was like a vision. I lived in Los Angeles for over 38 years, and we moved out here to the Memphis area now for 9 years. And one of the busiest freeways in Los Angeles is the 405. There is a place where the 405 begins to meet with another freeway, the 110. And at that part where it meets at the 110 and the 405, and then I think it's another freeway that also feeds into it, it is an extremely large, I don't know if it's between 8 to 10 lanes. It might be more than that. But it's at a part where these meet, and there are so many lanes in there. And every one of those lanes, you got to be sure that you go, even as you're coming off, because you don't want to go into somewhere else. You want to be able to get on that and stay on that lane. And each one has their lane. And I could see you on the lane that God has tailor-made just for you. That's what I saw tonight, a tailor-made lane. You know, sometimes in our ministries, because I'm in a family of ministries, Pastor Mom, my mom is a minister. My sister, Apostle Kizzy, is a minister. My sister, Pastor Catherine. My brother, Pastor Mark. My sister, Mary, she is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our family is just, every one of us are called to the ministry. But every single one of us, there's a difference, because he called each one of us individually. He wanted him an evangelist, Janie Sims. He wanted him a woman of God, full of power, one that would say yes, Lord, to your will, yes, to your way, and one that he could be able to use in a mighty and a tremendous way. I just wanted to say that to you tonight, because sometimes when we have that kind of whatever it is that we're doing, and we have that anointing upon our lives, sometimes the enemy will have us to maybe look sometimes to the left or to the right, because we're doing things a little bit different and we don't do things alike. But the thing is that God knew he had to have an evangelist, Janie Sims, to do what he's called you to do. Just like with my sister, Apostle Kizzy. Apostle Kizzy has a hand of God. I was the one by the Spirit of God that God used to plant and water in her life. He gave the increase. But, Lord, there is a great difference. Even though there are some similarities, there's an anointing on her life that God has put in her life and in every one of my family's lives, including my mom. So I thank God for you. I just wanted to say that to you tonight, because sometimes, like I said again, and the things that God is about to do and yet going to do in your life, and the awesomeness of the way the Lord is going to use you, I see you being used like a shambok, like a shambok. You know, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. And God has been pouring out and beginning to provide for the tent ministries, for the travel ministries, for the things that he's called you to do. There are things that right here in my home I thought about when you were saying you were turning 50. I'm saying this only for a reason. With my son, he turned, my baby son that I birthed in 1969, he will be this year 53 years old. And in the process of doing, there are a lot of things right now where in my home the Lord has told me now. He said, now look, I'm giving you the things I'm giving you to do. I'm giving you the work that I get. Now, a lot of it is right here in my home, right here in my house, in my bedroom. He'll tell me, now, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. And then I thought about how I went around the world. I traveled. I've gone evangelistically. At this particular time, a lot of times he has me almost like in a closed-up place, it may seem, for a little while or for that while. But he said, work while it's your day. Do what you're going to do right now while it's your day, because the night will come when you cannot work. And I'm saying it's not that it's a bad night, but there's going to be a time that I'm going to be absent from this body to be present with the Lord, and I want to work while it is your day to do what God called me to do. So when I see you, Evangelist Janie, and I see the hand and the strength of God upon you and your husband's life and your family, my heart rejoices that you're yet going forth in what God has called you to do. So I just said, be encouraged. I'm going to stop, and I'm just so excited. I'm telling you, Apostle, the prophetic anointing on the inside of me is just overflowing, because as I see the good things that God is doing in Evangelist Janie's life and the things that he's yet going to do, many generals have gone on to be with the Lord. And God is raising up ones like you, Evangelist Janie, to do it like he wants you to do it. He's empowered you. He's given you that power, that anointing, where healings and wholeness and wellness will come forth in people's lives, and people will be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I still have my hand up, though. Like you said today, I still, when you said that on your prophetic word today, I had my hand up. I said, here am I, Lord, still use me for your service. And I say to the Lord, if it is your perfect will and you would like for me to be involved in this, I feel honored. Lord God, you make it. Lord, you make it happen. I can't do it on my own, but Lord, you make it happen. When he wanted me to go and do what he called me to do, he put it together. So I'm saying yes to his will and yes to his way. So I love you. I'll turn off the flow, but I just wanted to say that to you. Because all I can just hear him say is, don't look to the left or to the right. You are such a package of what he's called you to do and what he's got on your life to do. And I give glory and honor to God for him. So I'm going to turn it off, Apostle, so you can go on with the others and going on with the word. And Apostle, could you say one more time, Evangelist Janie Sims, Cash App, one more time? Because I was trying to write it down, but I just need, or even just text it to me. All right,
well,
please.
I'll tell you. I want to say it again. Her Cash App is simply $ Evangelist Janie Sims.
Okay, I got it.
That's now, don't
it.
Go anywhere. Don't go anywhere, Pastor Helen.
All right.
Are you there?
Yes,
well,
I'm
Lord,
here.
I just
here.
Thank you. I thank you for this pillar, God. I thank you for this woman who has been a pillar. She says she watered Apostle Barbara Kizzy. You know, she's watered so many. Lord, she's watering me. You know, Lord, you sent me back, and I was ready to receive what my sister had to speak to me, this mighty woman of God that has been a pillar in your kingdom that you have placed, and she has not been moved. You have placed her there. And, Lord, you have expanded her reach at times. Like she said, you've taken her here. You've taken her there. Lord, you are still reaching with her. I thank you for her YouTube page where I went on and read the Bible in the sections that she had. And I'm still reading on her YouTube page. I love the artwork. I love everything about it, God. I love the extra teachings that she's got on there about our authority and who we are in you. I thank you for this woman who is a pillar that is teaching and passing on from generation to generation to generation. And, Lord, I see that you are not finished with her yet. Lord, I thank you, as my sister said, you're going to line up when it's time for her to step out. She's not going to have to do a whole lot. That's what I'm seeing. Whether it's me, whether it's somebody else, whatever God has for you to do, whether it's in your home, whether you need provision, whether you need someone to come and help you type or help you just get things figured out, you've already got those people in place. But there's more people that's willing to help you than you even know about, because you have poured into so
many people. And I can see that when you get to heaven, I think about heaven, and I talk about heaven a lot. And the Lord has given me these heavenly dreams. And in this one heavenly dream, there was a hill. I stepped out on this hill, and on this hill in this dream was grass. And it was so beautiful. It was just swaying. It almost looked like a video. It had to be like a computer animated grass or something. It was just so beautiful. So as I was walking along this hill, I began to fall slowly down this hill. And then I grabbed on to this rock. But the whole time I was holding on to that rock, I was just dangling on the side of this mountain, hill-like mountain. But as I was, there was never fear. There was just the awe and the beauty of God. And I can see that there have been times as I thought, I just was thinking about heaven and thinking about the dreams where you have just held on to the rock. You've held on to God, your strong, sure foundation. And as you have held on to that rock, by you holding on and speaking into our lives, taking that prophetic flow that was going through you, just coming out of you tonight, that's where our increase. We sit back. We receive that strength. We receive the word as you're speaking. We feel the power of God as you're talking. And the increase comes because he's just washing over us as you're speaking. And I can see you hanging on that rock in times of your life. And then there's times to just sit back and just let the grass and the beauty of God just consume you and come around you. And then he shows his beauty to you more and more and more as he brings friends and family around you. And that is, I just feel like this time of rejoicing, this time of laughter, there's just this moment. It's just a time of joy. But even in the midst of that, you're still a pillar. You can't help it. You can't stop the flow. It's irrevocable. It's not going to change no matter what your day looks like or what age we are or where we're at in our life. And I can see you being like Catherine Coleman, and she was even on her last day. The peace of God was just permeating the air, they said, that the atmosphere had changed. And even as she was speaking, people talk about their lives being different just because she spoke. You are far from your last days, but until your last day and until now, when you speak, everything changes. When you speak that prophetic word, you speak God's word, the gates of hell are shaken, and the walls are broken down, and the fire is falling, and the peace of God, the power of God, the fire of God is coming upon me, coming upon Apostle Kizzy, coming upon Apostle Mom, coming upon the other listeners, coming up on the YouTube pages as they hear your voice, and then that beautiful softness that you have, that beautiful love that flows through you. Just breaks down the hurt, breaks down the worries, and that love of God just flows so freely from you. And so, Lord, I thank you for this pillar. I thank you for this pillar. I thank you for the crown that just builds up in heaven that she's just going to just throw them at your feet. Lord, I thank you that she's still here saying, here am I, send me. Bless my sister, Father, keep her, and thank you for using her to wash over me tonight with that prophetic word. And I received that word, and that was confirmation. And I thank you for my sister. Bless her, keep her, Father. Let that mouth keep being an oracle for you. Lord, let that mind still be strong and keep putting your word and your principles and, you know, how to walk in authority and how to battle. And, oh, Lord, she's such a warrior. You know, she's so firm in the foundation. Lord, let her continue to raise up the generals. Pour into us, Lord. Let her pour. Pour her out like a drink offering day after day as she sits in there. Let the books start coming out. Let the pen start flowing. Let people come over and just type it up as she speaks, Lord. Just let it flow, Father God.
And, Lord, just bless her, Lord. Let it flow, God. Let the books come out, God. Let the publishing begin, Lord. Just bless her, God. Bless her, Father. Thank you for the testimony, not only in her own life, but of the ones that she has poured into, your signs, your wonders, your miracles, the lives that have been changed, the ones that have come to you, the things that she has seen you do in her life, but also the lives around her, because you've allowed her to be a pillar, to just reach out and take the rock and bring the people in to stand on it, to stand on your word, to know your word. Lord, let the pen start flowing. Let the words come, Father. Let the books start coming. Thank you for her, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Evangelist Janie, glory to God. Thank you all. I thank you, Apostle, and you all have a blessed night now. Glory to God.
Amen.
God bless you.
Praise God. Okay, let's do something interesting here. We have some more people on the line that are still here. Some have gone on, but some are still here. This is what I'm hearing. I'm going to say a person's area code and the first three digits of their phone number, and you have about 1 minute to give them a word. Should we go for it?
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
You know, I've gotten a phone call. I remember one time I got a call just real quick. My phone number is everywhere. You can find my number anywhere. And anyway, someone called me and said, you got a word. The Lord said, you got a word for me. So I said, well, give me a second. I prayed. I had a word. They said, thank you. Goodbye. I never knew who that person was, but praise God, they got the word. So you know what? If God gives me a word, I'll speak that word. If I receive nothing, I'll say I receive nothing. For if God doesn't speak to me, I have nothing to say. But if there's something to say, I will say it if he gives it to me. Lord, we believe you for this word.
Go ahead.
I'm waiting on the numbers.
All right. Okay. Area code 615-337.
Oh, this is interesting. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for this person, Father God. As she was saying the numbers, I begin to see like a tornado. Now it's turned into a stream. So, Lord, I just thank you for this father, for this person, Father. I thank you for the living word that is flowing through them. And, boy, it seems like there's a tornado on the other end of the line for the kingdom that is speaking, and the word is just moving and going out into the kingdom and the atmosphere, into the world. So I don't know who this is, but praise God. I can see that the fire is not shut up in their bones, that they are being, it seems like they are being used right where they're at. And as they're speaking, they may not even know it, but it seems like I could just see like a tornado, and I see a beautiful stream running along. It's very peaceful, very beautiful, but yet very powerful. So may God use you. May the blanket, that white blanket, I see it already sits over you. I also see this person also already has strength. Whoever this person is, I can see strength already upon them. They know your word. And, Lord, I just thank you to continue to use them. It seems like they speak. They're speaking. Kind of like Pastor Helen Price. But this is different. It's like a teaching of the word. And as I'm seeing this, very powerful as it goes out. So may the Lord use you, and you speak things as though they are, and you speak God's word. You speak life over generations, and that God will continue to use you, just flowing through the land, living water, just flowing through the land in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I'll say confirmation. Let's go on to area code 314-456.
Beautiful. Well, I see that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. I see It's almost like a sunflower, but there's these rays of light coming from you. And I feel that there's a hesitation, that you're hesitating about what the Lord has for you. But as my sister spoke earlier, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and I'm going to give you Isaiah. Let me see here just one moment. You probably already know this. Hold on here. When I'm in the Spirit, hold on 1 second. The Lord. I should know it. I think it's 61.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you, because the Lord has anointed you to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent you to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives, and release from the darkness and the prisoners. And it's as I'm seeing this ray of light, which I kind of prescribe, like I described as a sunflower, but the middle of the flower is very dark, but the rays are coming out, and then there's these black rocks around you. So it may seem like, you know, you've been through some tough times and that you've been on some rocky ground, but the Lord is being faithful to you, and he's showing favor to you. And he's also showing favor because you've been in his word, and he's going to start, it's just going to start illuminating from you when you speak even more. And I believe the Lord is going to use you in a mighty way, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, and then we have area code 314695.
I do see in vision, so I wait for vision.
795, I'm sorry. 314795. 314795, okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right. I feel like I just need to breathe, you know, for this person. You know, they just need to remember that the yoke is easy, the burden is light, and that you can take a moment and just breathe in God. This person already knows that God is with them. This person already knows God is for them. And I can just see there's so many different things that could be happening right now. There are many, there are these pathways. There's different pathways that can be taken. But the Lord is saying, lean not into your own understanding, but trust in him, and he will make your path straight. And you know to trust in him. But there's choices. He always gives us free will. But he says, keep leaning unto me, and I will continue to make your path straight. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, we have three more. We're into, getting ready to go into overtime. It's okay. Doing really well, Evangelist. Hallelujah. By the Spirit of the Lord. Okay,
you're so funny. By the Spirit of the Lord is right. So praise God,
right,
he's giving
right.
me things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thank
area
you,
code 31. Now, these next two numbers, I don't know them. I'm going to give you the number I do know, and then I'm going to give you the next two that I don't know. Area code 314933.
You know, I'm getting names with some of these numbers, so I'm not saying the names, but there are names coming with some of these numbers. I haven't been saying the names, but there are names coming with these. Now, I don't know this number, so I don't know these numbers, but there are names that have been coming with these. So,
all right.
Just one moment. But I got to be careful because the name could be coming, like Rachel and Treva, so hold on. Lord, I'm just here to be God. Lord, just give me what you'd have for this person, Father. All right. Just one moment. One moment here. All right. So as I was sitting here, I saw there are, it's like a painting. And in this painting, there's like, it's like a brush. And the brush is going in a horizontal manner. And the brush is going back and forth. And it's making these horizontal marks. And as I see this, the Lord is saying that, oh, that's very beautiful. Oh, just a moment. I just saw a beautiful white dove that was flying. It was just so beautiful. It was in a flying position. And the Lord is saying that there are times we think we're moving up in a vertical position, that we're going upwards. But the Lord is saying that there's a, I see these beautiful, this beautiful brushwork, and it's just like he's just brushing his beauty upon you and just spreading, the brush is just going back and forth. And this person, maybe they think they should be rising, but the Lord is spreading them out and increasing their area. Even their tent pegs, there's going to be an increase, new tent pegs here. And I just see just beauty, just an increase. And I see just the Holy Spirit, just the dove, just so beautiful, so present. I'm not sure who, I don't know who this is, but wow, very beautiful. So yes, expect beautiful things from the Lord. And those things are going to be coming from you. So even though he's got the brush and he's painting, I can see that you actually wait upon him. And as he's painting the canvas and that brush is going back and forth, I can see you just kind of, just almost just laying back, just swaying and just beautiful. But there's a strength about you. I see a very strong person, very beautiful. And you just allow the Lord to just move in you freely. So praise God. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, if that is moving and leading this individual, Father, and the beauty that's coming as it appears, I'm going to say a she, is allowing you, Lord, to just move her freely. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, the two numbers that I didn't know, one of them hung up, but I'm going to give you the one that's still here, and it's area code 314853.
Okay. Well, I'm at home, and my dog needs to go out, so I'm going to get up real quick because he's an older dog, and he's not stopping, and I'm not sure where my husband is, but I'm going to let the dog out real quick. Oh, he's running to the back. Oh, well, hold on. So 314, just one moment. Don't you know you can get a vision from the Lord or a word no matter what you're doing, mowing the lawn, doing the dishes? God can speak to you. Now, all right. All right. Thank you, Father. Yes, thank you, Lord. I worked today, and I came home. I said, now, Lord, whatever you have, I need to see and hear clearly. So just take a moment. All right. And what was that number again?
314853.
Thank you, Father. Well, this one is interesting. This one, you know, just know that God is with you and that he loves you. And this one, often you've thought about the Lord coming up on the clouds. And I can see the clouds. I can see you looking at the clouds often. And to let you know that you are correct. You should always be looking for the Lord coming.
and say, Lord, come, Jesus, come. But he's saying there's so much still to do. And I'm also seeing these windows, and they kind of look like cathedral windows, but then the windows are opening up. And as the windows are opening up, I can see you moving. What is that? Just a moment. And I see another building. It seems like he moved you from a cathedral. I'm not sure what's happening with that cathedral there. It almost seems like a form of religion. And now I see a house. And the Lord is just showing me that, you know, he has made you. You are a strong house, and that your house is made to stand, and that the wind might come and it might blow. But you will not be moved. And so I can see that house. I can see the house is strong. Take confidence in that and continue to stand strong. I see that you already do, and that the Lord is going to continue to use you in this time. And as that blanket is covering you, that white blanket that I saw, I can see you moving freely and walking among the land. And so I can see the Lord. I actually also saw, looks like an eagle, and I'm seeing the wings of the eagle, and the wings are up, and it's soaring. So may the Lord just strengthen you and raise you up like on eagle's wings, that you will walk, you will not grow weary, you will run, and you will not faint. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And those are the ones who are still on the line. Amen. I'm trying to see. Yeah, I think everybody who was on the line was covered. They either spoke or they got prayed for. Amen.
I don't know that you did, Apostle Kizzy.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. What? Mm. Lord, we just thank you so much.
I'm multitasking right now, but.
Let's maybe do it later.
No, no. Go ahead. God,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Lord, as you were speaking Isaiah 61, I know this is bad because I do know you and I do love you. And I'm just honored to know and love you. So I know there's been some changes in your life. But, you know, as you were speaking, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. You know, as Pastor Helen was saying, you know, you are anointed. It's a special type of anointing. And this radio show, to be able to go back and hear the archives of it, you know, that the word is still good today. And it's going to be good tomorrow. And it's going to be good forever. And, you know, to know that God is using you so mightily, not just for the people listening now, but the people that are to come. And, you know, as you were speaking that verse, the Lord, what I was hearing is that verse is for you. So that verse is something you received, and that has not changed. Now, not only can there be people set free, the captives can be set free over the lines. Me and you both know that. We know the brokenhearted can be healed. We know the blind can see over the line. We know the lame can see over the line, can walk over the line. We know the deaf can hear over the line. That we can speak, and it's not us, it's God who's doing it. It's the Spirit of the Lord, not our might, but his might. But he is saying that your time is still coming, that you're still going to walk that out, not only over the airways, but I can see you walking that out, and I see you in front of people. So I see you, like, speaking in front of people, and there's a podium in front of you. And as, you know, I could just see you speaking and teaching almost like a scholar and just raising people up and allowing them to move in the spirit. but equipping people. And I know you've done that before, but for some reason I see that now. And the Lord is saying the word that you gave is still the word for you today, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and that has not changed, that he has anointed you to preach the gospel and proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent you to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim the freedom of the captives and to release the darkness of the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, who are grieving now across the world, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes as you speak. The beauty of the Lord, what the hurt that's upon the world, as you speak, that hurt just turning into ashes. The oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. And they will be called, you will be called, an oak of righteousness because the Lord has planted you, and he is displaying you as his splendor. In Jesus' name, that is what I see for you.
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Receive the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And I'll have to go back and listen to it again. And for all of those who, you can always listen to the words that were given tonight. You just Google Gitim Radio, GITM Radio, and you'll be able to find this broadcast. This is Prophecy Month, January the 6th. And you go back there and you can listen to this broadcast in its entirety any time of the day or night. Amen. It is in a podcast. Hallelujah. Amen. And Evangelist Janie, thank you so very much. What a blessing you've been tonight. The Lord gave that idea. He said to me, let's have some fun. Let's just say phone numbers. And I was like, okay. And, you know, and because of your heart, you know, and how God uses you, I just knew by the Spirit of the Lord, because he said do it, that it would be done. And we praise God for that. Hallelujah. Who may have wanted a word tonight and just didn't want to press their number one key. They were a little shy tonight. And if you happen to have gone to sleep and you're waking up right now, which is okay, you know, you have a word, and you can just Google Gitim Radio and go and listen to your word. And I would say the ones that I did know, I would say the word was pretty accurate. Amen. Every word for the ones that I do know. Amen. Hallelujah. Now,
well, I was going to say just real quick, if you know me and that word was accurate, if they know me or they know you and the word was accurate, you know, it is always wonderful to hear that the word of God was an on-time word, or if it was a word for multiple people, or sometimes you give a word. That's right. It's for somebody else. So, you know, just to hear, feel free to message me or Barb. And Barb, thank you for sharing that it was accurate for the ones you knew. Okay. All glory to God. You know, we walk this calling out, but it's always nice to hear the confirmation, you know, that we're hearing and we're seeing, you know, as God gives us the word.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, if anyone texts me and let me know, I will definitely let you know as well. I'll tell you right now, it was. Glory to God.
Thank you. Praise God. All glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And the word says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Praise God.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So okay. So this is what we're going to do now. the Lord always tells me to pray the prayer of salvation. We're going to take a moment and do that. We'll talk about our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, what's coming up next. And then we'll come back to Evangelist Janie, and she will close us out with closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. So I'm going to put you on mute in case you need to go take care of the dog. So you got a few moments to
Thank
do that.
You.
And we'll be right back with you. wonderful multitasking here. Amen. So with regards to evangelism and just leading somebody to Christ, you know, I believe that that's one of the things that Evangelist Janie was talking about today, that covering, that blanket that God is giving to us so that we can go out to the whosoever. Amen. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." And so he's not a respecter of persons. He's not partial to one or another. He's for the whosoever. And when he sent Jesus, he sent Jesus for the whosoever. The good, the bad, the ugly, the stinking, the nasty, and the wealthy, and the cute. Amen. So he sent, hallelujah, Jesus, for everyone. Glory to God. And then in Romans 10:9, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So he loved us so much. He still loves us so much. And he's saying all you have to do is say a prayer out of your mouth and believe me in your heart. Hallelujah. Make a choice to believe me in your heart, to believe what he has said in his word, what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago, which none of us was here to see it, to be a witness to it, but we can witness to his word. Amen. As we read his word, there's a witness in our spirit that says, yes, this is right. I choose to believe it. Amen. And then say a prayer, and you can repeat this prayer after me. There's many prayers that you can pray. This is simply one. Hallelujah. Dear Lord Jesus, repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me.
You died for me.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord
and be my Savior.
Show me your ways
and help me to follow you.
And
now I know,
according to the Bible,
I'm saved and I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom, for for helping me at 11 o'clock, after 11 o'clock at night. Praise God for you. Amen. And hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. If you prayed the prayer before and you prayed it tonight, you're simply rehearsing and practicing and getting ready to lead somebody to Jesus, because God is going to send somebody to you for them to be saved. Amen. And he has that white blanket all around you, protecting you so that you can do what he would have for you to do, lead somebody to Jesus. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to invite you to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family. Amen. You can grow right here. If you're not able to get out and get around, you can grow right here. We have church service every Sunday on the same phone number, 516-418-5699.
Our church service is Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I am Apostle Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Hallelujah. And we learn and we grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Mom is speaking on this Sunday coming up on the 9th, and she believes that this is what her belief is, that the word speaks for itself. Amen. And she believes in hiding the word in your heart. Hallelujah. So join us on this Sunday. Hallelujah. And then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching. Our Bible teaching is from 12 noon Central. It starts at 12 noon Central or 1 p.m. Eastern. And we have our Dr. Lorraine Nabarro from Ohio, who teaches us how to dig into the Word of God, hallelujah, as she digs into the Word of God. And she's doing a series this month, and it's called Kingdom Foundations. So if you ever wondered about what does it mean in the Bible when they talk Kingdom of God or the Kingdom of Heaven. And so she's breaking that down for us and helping us to learn more about the kingdom. Glory to God. And then, and that's Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have prayer. And we pray in tongues on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, same phone number. We pray in tongues. If you haven't prayed in tongues yet, you can call in. Hallelujah. And many have listened to us pray in tongues, and their tongues were released. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have four volunteers that who pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then after that, then we hear from the Lord according to Habakkuk 2:1. And we hear what the interpretation is. Glory to God. And it has been no less than awesome. Hallelujah. Since today is June the 6th, I want to say last year we had a praying in tongues Tuesday. I think it was the Tuesday before what happened in the Capitol, the insurrection or the what happened in the Capitol. And what we heard in the spirit, or what we saw was a vision in the spirit while someone was speaking in tongues, and we saw a vision of angels holding the line. And the angels were holding the line. And we know a lot happened that day, but it could have been a whole lot worse. But the angels were there holding the line. Amen. So that's our Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, it's the second Wednesday of every month, we have a healing service. And we call it prophetic healing. Glory to God. Awesome. People get healed on the broadcast. We have it the second Wednesday of the month, and it's coming up this coming up Wednesday. So mark your calendars. Set your cell phone alarms for January the 12th, Wednesday, January the 12th. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we call it prophetic healing because God reveals ailments that are going to be healed before the broadcast, and then what God reveals, he does heal. We've seen it many times. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have our elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey, on the broadcast with us that night. So meet us on this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, we're continuing on our Thursday night edition, which is tonight, our Thursday night edition of Get 'em Radio. And this month, we're having prophetic month. So on the 13th day, we will have our very own Bishop Aaron McClary from Atlanta. Amen. And the fire shall continue. Hallelujah. So the fire you experienced tonight, that fire will still be on fire on next Thursday. Amen. And he was so excited about the word that the Lord has given to him. You know, he called me well in advance to make sure that he was going to be on the broadcast this January. And I said, oh, yes, sir. So we will see him on next Thursday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So thank you all so very much for coming on tonight. I mean, I've just had a tremendous time hearing the word of God. I can just about see this white blanket that's covering everything. Amen. And we're going to have our evangelist to come back. And I'm checking in my spirit to see if there's a word for you from the Lord before you go tonight. And hallelujah. Well, are you here, Evangelist?
I am. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Okay. I will say, okay, this vision thing is just coming up. You've been seeing visions. I'm seeing a vision. And I'm seeing you singing and dancing. Hallelujah. And having a good time doing it.
Amen.
And dancing. Hallelujah. And, of course, you know, singing and dancing before the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the Lord says, when he puts it on you, just do it. Just do it. And you talk about atmospheres changing in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. In Jesus' name, amen.
Singing
amen.
And dancing.
Singing and dancing, I receive it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, we have to sing and dance before the Lord. You have to praise him and thank him. He's so good to us. Yes, thank you, Jesus. All the days of my life, when I get into heaven, I'm going to be singing and dancing. So, yes, I'm excited.
Amen. Amen. I want to say your Cash App one more time for those cheerful givers who want to cast their bread upon many waters. Your Cash App is Evangelist Janie Sims. Cash App is $Evangelist Janie Sims. Amen. And so Evangelist and Janie, J-A-N as in Nancy, I-E, and then her last name is Sims, S-I-M-S. And those of you who may even have a, with a PayPal, her PayPal is simply Janie Sims. So if you go into PayPal and you, you know, put Janie Sims there, you'll see her picture pop up and you'll see 3-in-1 ministry. Amen. So PayPal, Janie Sims. Glory to God. Oh, and then your website, so they can find you on Facebook under Janie Sims. They can also find you on Facebook under 3-in-1 Ministry, correct?
Yes, yes, 3, the letter N, the number 1, Worldwide Ministries.
Yes, amen.
God,
amen.
Thank you.
Okay, I was trying to think of anywhere else if people want to get in touch with you.
Yeah, they can also mail me. Sometimes people like to mail me letters, or they just want to send a gift in the mail. And that also is 3, the letter N, the number 1, Ministries, P.O. Box 214, St. Louis, Missouri, 63088.
Okay. Amen. P.O. Box 214, St. Louis, Missouri, 63088. Amen. All right. Now you can give your closing remarks and closing prayer. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me on and for all the leaders that you bring on, for the healing services that you give online, the prophetic healing, the speaking in tongues. And yeah, you know, for anybody listening, if you want the gift of tongues, you know, right now even, Lord, we just pray that it'll start bubbling up out of their stomach. They'll begin to speak in tongues. Lord, that they'll just begin to have that prayer language, get in their word and learn the importance of speaking in tongues. When we don't know what to pray, we don't know what to say, and Holy Spirit is interceding for us and making those groans, Lord, that we're able to just let your word just bubble up and speak to you in the tongues. And Lord, we pray right now for a release in the spirit of tongues to anyone listening who would like to gift, Father. Wake them up in the middle of the night speaking in tongues. Let them get up. Let them speak now, Lord. And there's just such power for encouraging the body, edifying the body, raising the body up, raising ourselves up, encouraging ourselves in the Lord. And, Lord, this is a gift that you give us. So if there's anyone ready to receive that gift, Lord, let them receive it now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the word tonight you have given through me for 2022. We thank you for the blanket of peace that's over this earth, Father. We thank you that you have taken the tent pegs and you have nailed the white blanket down at each corner. Lord, that is going to stay on the earth for a set amount of time, for a due season. Lord, I pray as we go forth, I'm going to pray Ephesians 1 over each person listening, that you, God, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to us the spirit of wisdom and the revelation of knowledge in you. The eyes of your understanding, our eyes of understanding will be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling for us. What are the riches of the glory of the inheritance for us, your saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you worked in Christ when you rose him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and mights and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head over all things of the church, which is the body, which is the fullness of him who fills all. We thank you, Father God, back to Acts 10, that we, Lord, understand that there is no partiality as us, as your children, going out to speak your word to each individual. I remember sitting in the prisons, and there was 40 prisoners. I was in a sex offender prison. And as I looked at the 40 prisoners, I sat to the left of them, and you spoke to me, and you said, they are all worthy. Lord, let us remember as we go through this year, it doesn't matter what a person smells like. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter, Lord, what color their hair is. It doesn't matter what gender they think they are. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what their beliefs are, that you have put us here to love like you love, to sit with the hurting. Lord, we thank you so much for binding up those brokenhearted, to using us to set the captives free, to heal the sick, to let the blind see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. Lord, we thank you that in every nation that they will fear you, God, and they will know what is acceptable to you, Lord. We pray, God, that for every nation who fears you, your word is true, and we know that it is, that your hand will be upon them, and that the preaching of your good news is going to bring the peace through your son, Jesus Christ, in remembering that he is Lord of all, that you're going to tear down the idols that have been built up in this country. You're going to tear down the hatred and the worry and the fear that has been built up in this country, the chaos, the confusion. We come against it now, and we bind it from this land, and we start to speak to it now and say, you leave this earth in Jesus' name. We know there will only be peace when the thousand-year reign comes.
But for me, in my neighborhood, I speak peace. For me, where I step my feet, I speak peace. If I'm in another neighborhood, I'm going to speak peace. If I'm in another neighborhood, I'm going to speak to the chaos, and I'm going to speak to the confusion, and I'm going to command it to leave and speak peace to the storm. If I'm in the laundromat, the grocery store, my work, no matter what it is, God, where we're at, let us remember, Father God, that your Son Jesus gave it all, and that you have filled us with the same resurrection power that you filled him with. And, Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you have raised us up and that you have seated us in those heavenly places. We are greatly going to rejoice in you, Lord. Our souls shall be joyful in you, my God, for you have clothed us with garments of salvation. You have covered us with your robes of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments and as the bride adorns herself with her jewels, for as the earth brings forth the bud and as the garden causes things that are sown in it to spring forth, so you, God, will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before the nations. Isaiah 61:8, 10, and 11. Father God, we just thank you for your hand that is still upon this nation. We ask you, Father God, to use us in a mighty way. As Isaiah said, the train, your robe filled the temple. The angels sing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord, hosts, the Lord God Almighty. Lord, as you said, who, as he heard you say, whom shall I send? And he said, whoa, he said, here I am, here am I, send me. Lord, we say, here am I, send me. For each person who may have heard, whoa, I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell with the people of unclean lips. We thank you that you have sent your Son, Jesus. That coal has been taken off of the altar with a tongue. And for any person who feels that they are unclean and unworthy to speak God's word tonight, I pray right now that that hot coal, you can feel it being placed in your mouth, and that you will know your iniquity, your sins, you have been washed clean. All your sins have purged, and you are white as snow. And the Lord is going to get ready to send his people out, and that he is calling each one to go. We thank you for this word tonight. We thank you for the peace upon us as your children, as your soldiers, your warriors, the pillars, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the preachers, the teachers. We thank you, Father. Thank you for equipping us for such a time as this. And we say, Father, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let all who hear come, and let all who thirst come, and whosoever is willing, let him drink of the waters of life freely. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, evangelist. Love you so much. Everyone, love you. Have a blessed night.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them.